Lori Prox here, and we're talking with James Perry, the Museum Curator of Collections and Exhibits here in Valdez, talking about Fort Liscum and what the soldiers did across the bay there at Fort Liscum back in the day before it was Alyeska. Can you explain, James, a typical tour of duty for an average soldier stationed at Fort Liscum?
Well, the typical duty lasted approximately 2 years, and of course, at Fort Liscum, this duty consisted of several things, very labor-intensive things, as a matter of fact. Simultaneously, during the construction of the military pack trail, a telegraph line was also being built as well. The telegraph line and the military pack trail would end up stretching from Valdez all the way up to Fort Egbert, quite a long distance. Now, on the side of these official duties, non-official but humanitarian aid was also performed by the soldiers. This aid included, well, in the early days, rescuing weak and weary would-be prospectors, delivering food to those that had run out of their supply during the wintertime.
It seemed like the soldiers had an awful lot to do here at Fort Liscum. Why did the fort close?
Well, by the year it closed, 1922, the Alaska Road Commission had been maintaining the road system in Alaska from Valdez northward. Also, the base was on the so-called hit list, one of many military installations that closed as a result of military downsizing after World War I.